just after 18 minutes to 8, a proposal to erect a national memorial for victims of institutional abuse is being opposed by the Irish Georgian Society, whose director Donna Cahill joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The City Council have backed this proposal. The location is beside or at the back of the Garden of Remembrance in Parnell Square in Dublin. Now, you've appealed against their decision. Why?
Well, the Irish Georgian Society gave very careful consideration to this planning application. We felt justified in objecting to it initially to Dublin City Council and then subsequently appealing their decision to grant permission to On Bord Planála. The justification we found was on the basis of the architectural heritage interest of Parnell Square as being one of the great architectural set pieces of Georgian Dublin, and also because the development proposal didn't form part of an overall vision for Parnell Square.
Just to be clear about this, are you opposed to the location of this memorial or the kind of memorial?
We're opposed to the apparent failure to address the overall context of Parnell Square.
Yeah, but you have no problem with the memorial being where they want to put it?
No.
Right, so when you say an overall plan for the square, is that not a separate issue?
Parnell Square, as I said, is one of the great architectural set pieces of Georgian Dublin. When it was developed from the 1750s onwards, it was developed as part of a clear strategy to enclose the garden area associated with the Rotunda Hospital. That garden area was laid out specifically so as to host events to raise funds for the Rotunda Hospital. The houses around the area reflected the standard and the prestige of that part of the city. Sadly, over the last 100 years, Parnell Square has gone into decline somewhat. So we can see the former pleasure grounds of the Rotunda Hospital have now become really quite cluttered with new buildings associated with the hospital. Many of the houses in the square have also gone into decline, a certain rate of vacancy occurring and dereliction occurring on an occasional basis as well. And also, from the point of view of the streetscape, that the streetscape has become cluttered, particularly on the west side of the square with bus stops.
Yeah, but is all that not a separate issue? Related but distinct from the actual character of the memorial proposed?
Well, given the scale of the memorial proposed, really a very substantial new structure in an architecturally sensitive area, that we felt it was very justified to see the introduction of this memorial to form part of an overall vision for the square. And there have been initiatives to try and articulate that. In 2005, Dublin City Council, in association with Howley Harrington Architects, produced a framework plan proposed a vision for the regeneration of the square. And subsequently, in more recent times, the Dublin Civic Trust, in association with the Dublin City Business Association, have articulated a manner in which the square could be regenerated.
Now, you have a specific problem with the memorial itself as proposed, involving a tunnel.
Well, to a degree, that's a management issue. The form of the memorial involves a tunnel that will run from the west side of the square underneath that part of the Garden of Remembrance where there is the sculpture of the Children of Lear statue, and then for it to appear at the far end of that. So from a management point of view, the Office of Public Works or Dublin City Council would clearly need to give careful consideration to the potential for antisocial activity in a tunnel in a public area.
Apart from the tunnel, anything else that you have a problem with about the specific character of the memorial as proposed?
There were specifics we'd made comments on with regards to the treatment of the memorial, where it abuts the square itself and the potential impact in historic fabric.
All right, well, you're not the only objectors. So the next stage now, this goes to On Bord Planála, and will you be looking for an oral hearing?
Well, that's something we'll have to give further consideration to. We don't know whether or not other parties might call for an oral hearing.
All right, Donna Cahill of the Irish Georgian Society, thank you very much.